Tonight's shir, Simen Shin Aleph, Se'if Memvav, through Se'if Nun Aleph, Se'if Memvav. V'godim ha'shiruim b'mayim asur l'naglam samach l'eish. If clothing got wet on Shabbos, you may not dry them near a heat source. You may not dry them near a flame. Ramor, v'osu l'taltlam. And you can't carry them or move them. Shami yavor l'gdei schita. You may come to squeeze them out. This is when you're particular and don't want the water there. On Shabbos, you shouldn't be walking in a place where you could slip and fall into water. Because then your clothes may get wet. And you come to squeezing it out. Clothing that is soaked in water. The Mishnah Berurah says, even a little bit. It's not soaked a lot. Even a little bit is a problem. Sifkan kuf samachtes asul enagam v'chulu. You cannot dry it by a flame. Av al gav da afilu b'chamo also. Even though it's also even to dry them in the sun. V'chana, like we said before in Se'if Memhei. Hasa mishul maras ha'ayin l'chulu. There is only a question of maras ha'ayin. It's a question of appearances. V'kamash man ha'cha. Here we are saying a chiddush. The neged ha'esh that if you dry it by a flame, yesh iser Torah. You're dealing with a Torah iser, not just marashayim. Mishum mevashel, you're cooking the water. Or mishum malabin, there's also the iser of laundry. The derech lehislabin aide tanur. It's normal to clean the clothing with a oven. Kedaminon Shabbos chavzayin, the Gemara says Shabbos chavzayin obeys. Ha'unon shal pishtun mishi yislabnu. Bundles of flax will makabel tumah when they are whitened by the tanner, Rashi says, when they're heated by the oven. The gam, the osur machmazel l'nag v'nafil k'shulovash b'hem. It's also osur to dry them by a flame, even when you're wearing them. Imu oimid neged hachoyim b'mokom sh'yatzaledes b'hem. If you stand near the heat source, that is yatzaledes bo. So it's not just the maras ayin we're worried about here, now we're worried about the issue of cooking or the issue of malabim. You can't do laundry to make things clean on Shabbos, and the heat process is part of the cleaning. The Sharzi in Reishud points out that the Yerab is mesupik, the ashta filu kavanoso ba'amidoso rak lachamis atzmo. Maybe he's standing by the fireplace because he's cold. He's wet, he's cold. He wants to warm himself. V'lo l'nagvan, he has no intent to dry his clothing. You're also still also, so you'd have to get out of your clothes to stand by the fire. But in your wet clothes to stand by the fire, even if your kavana is to warm yourself, it's psikresha, it's going to cook the liquid in the clothing. Sifkan kuf ayin, samuch la'esh, you may not dry them near a flame. Similarly, you cannot drape your wet clothing on the oven if the oven is yatzaledes, if this place where you're putting it is hot to the touch. For ha'olam nichsholim b'zeh b'manasein haram, do too many sins. People make this mistake, they stumble. Sheminichin b'chayif b'godim lachim al tanucham l'nagvan. In the winter they take their wet clothing, their moist clothing, and put it by the furnace, the hot oven, to dry. Now, if it's a spot that isn't that hot and you don't withdraw your hand, then you could dry it there. As long as you don't put it the way you would hang wet clothing to dry. Because if you spread it out the normal way you would hang clothes to dry, then it's also no matter what, even if it's not yasledes bo. Like I learned before in the previous paragraph. Sifkan kufayna for asul tatlam. When the clothing is drenched, you're not supposed to carry them. V'davka kishenishu b'mayim merubim. This is when it's soaked in a lot of water. Aval kishibale b'mayim u'atim. But if it's a small amount of water that got on it, lo chashinan sheyavor liday schit. We're not afraid he'll squeeze it out. V'chilikamon simin shinbeis siftes b'agol. We'll come upon this later in shinbeis siftes in the Ramah. Sifkan kufayim beis shemakbit. You cannot handle the wet clothing because you might squeeze it out because you don't want the water. Your kapeda is that you don't want the water. But when you have hand towels that are constantly getting wet, Ain lachush, we're not afraid to squeeze it out. The mutar betilta, you're allowed to move them because the whole purpose is to get wet. This is meant, a hand towel is meant to dry your hands on. So there, we're not concerned about an isser to handle it when it's wet. Sif mem zayin. Lo yishtach odem es kele b'shabbos afilu min hazeyah. A person should not spread out his clothing to dry on Shabbos, even if it got wet from perspiration. So it makes no difference if it's wet because of the rain, wet because you slipped into the water, wet because of perspiration. You cannot hang it in a way that people would think that you were doing laundry on Shabbos. So if memches, mistapeg adam ba'aluntis, on Shabbos, you can dry yourself in a towel. Perish begetch and mistapkin bo la'acha shavuchs. And after you bathe, you dry yourself with this. Umeviya biyado, and you can take your wet towel home. Lo chashin et shem yevel l'schot, we're not afraid you're going to squeeze it out. Lo yimser lebalonim, but don't give your wet towel to the bathhouse managers. Shehem chashudim al schita, v'taka choshet, they're suspect that they will squeeze it out. Mishnah Berurah sifkatan, Kufayin Gimel. Mistapik on the Mechul, the person is allowed to use a towel. Mashma mi Mogen Avram. It's implied from Mogen Avram. The Bizman is there that today, nowadays, Tov the Histafe Bedover Shein Makbel Mimov. That it's best to dry yourself in a towel that you don't care if it gets wet. Robeir Gwa Mashma the Stam Aluntis Udover Shein Makbel Mimov. The Vilna Gun says in his commentary, that's the average towel. The average towel is such that no one cares if they get wet. Sifkan Kufayin Dal Baluntis Afilu Kol Gufo. Even his whole body he can dry. The Achash Arachas as Asmo B'Mayin Sainim. After he washes in cold water, Uchel Kamon B'Simin Shin Chav Vav. We'll discuss these halachas of bathing later in Simin Shin Chav Vav. Sifkan Kufayin Hey Meviya B'Yadon. He can carry it. The Toch Beso into his house. Malkam Sheish Erev. Assuming there's an Erev, he lives in a place where there's an Erev between the bathhouse or the mikveh and his house, so we can carry it home. Even though we clarified before in the Ramah, the also the Taltel Dover Hashoy B'Mayim, you don't carry things that are soaked in water. Shani Hacha, this is different. Kevon Dehetiru Hasipuk, since they allow you to dry yourself in the towel. V'lochash L'Schita, and we're not concerned that he will squeeze it out. Mishum De'efsha below Sipuk, because the whole essence of the towel is that it gets wet, it absorbs liquid. That's what it does. So once you're allowed to use it, you can bring it home too. Can cause a Mogen Avraham, so writes the Mogen Avraham. Well, if he's according to this, once he brings the towel home and puts it in its place, at that point you shouldn't be able to move it if it's soaked. That which the towel absorbs is halachically considered the small amount of water. So they didn't make a gezeirah. There's no decree against carrying it. Maybe he'll squeeze it out. We're not going to assume he'll squeeze it out. And so is implied from Vilna Gaon, like we said before, because Vilna Gaon held anyway. The stam aluntis is meant to get wet, so we're not afraid he'll squeeze it out, and he's allowed to carry it. Se'if mem tes. Mutter lirchoitz yadav benohar b'shabbos. It's mutter on Shabbos to rinse your hands in the river. Olavad shlo yitzi'im im hamayim shaleim chutz lenor abamas. Provided you don't carry the water on your hands more than 4 amas away from the river, because that would be a problem of carrying. Mishnah Berurah sifkan kuf ayavav chutz lenor abamas. Don't carry 4 amas beyond the river. Nokad abamas. Why does it say 4 amas? The assumption is that the dry land on the banks of the sea, the lake, and the river, these are kamalas, just like the lake. But if it's actually a shasarabin bordering the water, then you can't even take your hands beyond the river to the dry land, because you're going from the Carmelis to the Rishus Rabbin. El Yenagvim Etchila Heitev Zobazo. First, you have to dry them very well. Ach Yisur Hamayim, until the water is gone. Ki Hanorhu Akamis, because the river is Carmelis. Vos Lehotzimi Carmelis Rishus Rabbin. You cannot carry from a Carmelis Rishus Rabbin. A Carmelis is a Drabonon level Rishus Rabbin, but it's not a real Rishus Rabbin. And it's also on Shabbos to go from a Carmelis Rishus Rabbin to carry from one to the other. So if we consider the water on his hands carrying, then you have to make sure the water is all off his hands. Now, usually it's not Rosh Hashanah, so he says you have Dalaramas. But if it would be Rosh Hashanah, you wouldn't have Dalaramas. Se'if nun. Yoitzin bepishtun saruk v'tzemem unupatz. A person can go out on Shabbos with flax that was combed or wool that was carded. Sheberoshe bali chatotin. It would serve as a wig for people who had problem. They had no hair. Bali chatotin, he says, perish bali negoyim. They had various negoyim on their head. And this basically served as a wig. Amosai, when can they do that? Bizman shetzivaon ukrochan. When the flax and the wool was colored, was dyed to appear like hair, and it was bound together. Or if he used it once before Shabbos, then he's established it as his wig, even though it may not have been properly bound and dyed. Mishtabur sifkan kuf ayinzan bali chatotin. The oisin say they do this kadei sheinir kaseir al roshon. It should look like hair on their head. So this approach is Tosfos. The Gemara says that people went out on Shabbos with pikurin. You go out on Shabbos with pikurin. If the wool was carded and the flax was combed, you go out with pikurin. So Tosfos says pikurin is a cap of hair that they put on their head when he's bald, so it looks like he has hair on his head. Rash doesn't say that. Rash, the Gemara says, pikurin is protecting his wound, that the wound should not be scratched by his clothing. So he put the wool and he put the flax over the injury to protect the wound from beginning scratch. So the Machlokes was showing him how to learn this piece of Gemara. So this approach that the Mechaber brings in, which we're saying, this is Tosfos Pshat, that's some kind of wig. Sivkon kufayin ches shet siva onu kochon. They dye it, they bind it. Hainu shet sivon lenoi. They color it to make it look nice. The kochon v'mashicha. It's tied together with thread. It's sewn together. Does nechshav kemalba. So it has a locha of clothing. Sivkon kufayin ches o shiot sivchulu. Or he wore it before Shabbos. The galidaite de lemalbush kaimi. This shows that this is intended to be worn like clothing. V'mlo tsiva on v'lo yotza. But let's say he did not color it and he did not go out with it. On us, then it would be also on Shabbos to even move it. Let's say before Shabbos he thought about using it. We'll see in Simon Shinches that he can move it in such a case. So the question is, he can move it, but can he wear it? So the Be'er Halacha says, I wrote the Halacha about Tiltul, Machshova alone is enough. But as far as going out, that's a Machlokes Rishonim. According to Rosh and Tosfos, it would be mutter. According to Rana, Ben Yonah, the Rashba, it would be asur. So that's not so poshut to be able to go outside with it. But to move it itself, the machshav would help. So if nun aleph, mutter lo tseis b'mitz nefesh sheter l'mitzavar l'mi sheyesh lo maka b'yado o b'zor'o. It's mutter go on Shabbos with a sling hanging around his neck to support his injured hand or arm. V'chem is smart to tin or with rags, perish chatichos, beged balui, worn clothing, pieces of worn clothing. Hakruchim al yod, wrapped on his hand, o al ha'etzbar on a finger, sheish b'maka, that is injured. So he can go with this kind of bandage, or he can go with the sling. Mishtabur sefkan kuf pei. Mut l'tzeis v'chulu. Shekol elu elim nechshob l'hem masvi. These are not considered a burden. Elahem kitach shit l'hem. It's not clothing either. It's like an adornment. Sefkan kuf pei alaf b'yado. If he has an injury on his hand, Kain Ser Chlomer, that's what it should say. V'cheinir Tzol Shabbos, that's what it's printed in the Oya Shabbos. Uwe Toysu Shabbos. Masha Nimsa Be'ezet Tfus Be'roshot Tosof. In some printings, it had here on his head, and that's a mistake. It shouldn't say that. We have Biyodo. Sivkon Kuf Pei Beis, HaKruchim Al Yad, or with the Shmata, the rag on his hand, Huadim HaKruchim Al Maka Mamish. The same is true if the injury is wrapped with this rag. Look back and we're in Sif Chaf Beis, Sif Chaf Ches. We wrote there, many achronim agree concerning this issue of the bandages. It's implied from Mechaber. That here, this is considered a garment, or I should say a tachshit, even if he didn't go out with them, Erev Shabbos, at all. Mashen came with Sifnun Hakodem, as opposed to Sifnun, he has to go out. Can cause the Magen Avraham, the Chinatzal Yeraba. So writes the Magen Avraham, the Yeraba, Ayin Be'alocha, Lom Be'alocha. Be'alocha brings this issue that the Mechaber before said going out beforehand helps, and here it doesn't mention it. So the Vilna Gaon says, according to the Mechaber, that here also you need to go out in Be'od Yom. Elam Mechaber left it out. He means it applies here too. V'chein kasav etaz, the Taz says it also. Why did the Mechaber say it here? He didn't say it because there are other Rishonim that don't require that he should go out in Be'od Yom. But the Shitas HaMechaber, the Shitaso, and Sif Nun, who's calling the Rambam, would say over here also he has to go out. And he concludes, according to this Bavadai, Ein Lahakal was there. One shouldn't be lenient against Rashi, the Rambam, the Ben Yonah, the Ran, and the Rashba, who all hold there's a Hotzah issue here and you have to go out and be Be'od Yom. Lamais it's Sarachin, because Mechaber doesn't say it. I mean, that's the Pella. Why Mechaber doesn't say it over here? He should have said that you used it before Shabbos and then you could wear it on Shabbos. The Vilna Gaon held very stark that even though Mechaber doesn't say it, that is the halacha, that you have to go out and be Be'od Yom if you want to carry it on Shabbos. But Sarachin, because Lamais he doesn't say it.